Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think it's a different answer for each one. For Henderson, I think it's been very fair. I think you're talking about a Defensive Player of the Year candidate last year, 17.5 sacks, 2 years in a row. I mean, in terms of production, up there with any pass rusher in the league over the last 2 years. He's been the 4 straight Pro Bowl for you, the best free agent signing you've ever had. He's showing no signs of slowing down. If anything, weirdly, he's gotten better over the last few years. To get to this point now and say, I really only want to give you a 1-year deal, or we're haggling over guaranteed money, or maybe $2 million per year. It's like, what are you doing? Get it done. Competing franchises would get it done and be happy to do so. So it's fair when you look at that and you say, Bengals, what are you doing? Pull your head out of your butt and let's go.
Joe Goodberry on the Bengals yesterday with Shope and the Bulldog. They're trying to get Trey Hendrickson into the facilities with a contract, but nothing has been done yet. There's Micah Parsons reports, too, that they've been talking, but he's not doing any holdout or anything, at least at the moment. The Bengals, they have a reputation, and they are living up to it this offseason for sure.
He did say that they do some puzzling things. I was listening to that segment, Joe, and he even pointed out how, in some cases, the Bengals inflate the cap hits of certain players on purpose,
yeah,
so they don't have to pay other players. So
is that why they're paying T. Higgins like a $20 million cap hit this year in year one?
Basically, yeah. It's kind of the opposite of the Eagles here, where the Eagles are pushing so much money that they can pay more players. And the Bengals are like, oh, no, let's pay a lot of right up front. And then we say, like, wait a minute, cap space. So taking on bigger bills than you have to me, there's that story. We had Mike Jannetty on from Spot Track last week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the story about how the NFL might want to get circumvention of the cap down and some of the less cash fluid owners want that. Because you really do have a big disparity where some teams are spending a lot more than other teams. And I guess the Bengals, of course, the reputation and in practice, I found that to be kind of jarring. Like, what? They're actively inflating their cap number on purpose? Like, okay. It's weird. Very weird situation for Cincinnati.
Meanwhile, they're also going through like a stadium thing with the county and the state. Like the lease is expiring and they're pushing for a new deal and that's not going well. So I don't know. They have Joe Burrow, so they'll win at least. Scott in Medina has a thought on our Alex Tuck conversation from last segment on, 1 year left in his contract. A couple podcasts, we just played a clip of Vancouver talking about maybe him as a fit with them. Let's get Scott in on it. What's up, Scott?
Good morning, guys. Yeah. My thought is, with the new additions that the Sabres are bringing in with their front office, if they want their fan base to buy into what they're trying to sell, they need a guy like Alex Tuck, which is a huge fan favorite. Good player on the ice, good player, off the ice, he screams Buffalo. And, if they want people, the fan base, to buy in, they need him to buy in and at least be willing to commit to at least a couple more years and get everybody in, together.
I don't think anybody disputes they need it. What would you do if you were him?
I would honestly stay and to see where it goes because, I'm, excited to see where this goes in regards to the addition to the front office. I mean, after the last couple of years when they fired everybody, it's like, now they're bringing people back because they realize that, hey, we made a mistake. So I think, the future is looking good. So I would stay at least for a couple of years.
I would have to be, if I were him, I would have to be convinced of that. Like, I'd be open to being convinced that they're in the right direction, but I'd have to be convinced. You'd really have to sell me on, like, okay, why am I signing a long-term deal with you? Because Jarmo Kekalainen's the senior advisor? Like, is that what I'm being brought with? Is, like, that's the reason? I would be skeptical. if I were him going into it. I would be open to it, but I would be very skeptical.
One thing about, I'm going to make this point a bunch on Paterka and anybody else that kind of might want to move out, maybe if that's Tucker, whoever it is. This is almost an offshoot, Joe, of middle of the season when I told you that sports fans are not supposed to go through this because you're supposed to get relegated if you're this bad this long,
right,
or, you know, like that relegation would send you to a lower division and then you would win games and maybe win your way back in and you'd have fun instead of just kind of being stuck in 14th all the time in the conference. And similar to that, as like a, this doesn't really happen, a GM missing the playoffs this much, still with the team. And right, what would normally happen, and this doesn't mean it has to fail. Don't get me wrong. Like, they can make the playoffs next year if they make the right moves. But
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The normal life cycle of a team is they fire their GM and the new guy comes in and convinces the players, here's what we're going to do. Instead, Kevin Adams, who would have had to convince Dahlin at that meeting last year when he went and talked to Dahlin, and Kevin Adams, who would have had to convince whoever else along the way when they're trading Eichel and Reinhardt, and Kevin Adams, who would have had to convince Devin Levi to sign. Like he's been here for quite some time. He's on his third coach with the organization. Mm-hmm. He didn't hire Kruger, but he's on his third coach. So, and can you imagine, is Lindy going to coach past this year?
I would bet against it.
I don't know. If he gets him in the playoffs, that's a nice write-off in the sunset scenario. If he doesn't, right, that's even kind of more uncertainty.
Right, so, it almost feels like no matter what, how their season ends, you could see this being the last year.
So the life cycle of a team, this is supposed to, last year or this year, just any franchise, it's supposed to be fresh ideas, new minds, and instead it's the same person has to convince you this time it's going to be different. This time we've got the answers, which is how Adams sounded at the end of last year when he fired Granato and said, I know who's right. I know what we need. I know where we're going. He was bullish about having the ideas and having the answers. And then they had a 13-game losing streak and didn't do anything during it. So,
right,
you know, if he comes out of that with the lessons that he learned or whatever, and he tells those to Alex Tuch, I don't know, if you're Tuch, you're like, I've been watching you at this job for a long time. It would feel to me hollow, and not just Buffalo, but any scenario where I've had this guy telling me it's going to get better since the day he brought me in. He traded for Tuch, of course. And
I'm sure he's the phone call when he got told he's coming to the Buffalo Sabres.
And since then, we're on like what? How many former Sabres winning cups elsewhere?
Right. Is it seven?
what's the group chat look like? That's all. Where does Tuch want to go? Like, hey, you know, I got close before. I could be a big part of a good team. Maybe he wants to go to Florida.
I mean, doesn't everybody? Wouldn't everybody?
Yeah.
Look how much fun that looks like. Your team's in the playoffs every year. But beyond even just where you're living and, you know, the taxes, but the team is good every year. Every single year. And I would want that. He what makes him a little different is also that he has experienced it before. And you would think that if you've had it, you probably miss it a lot compared to, you know, this is not a shot at the fans, but the building is very different than what he would have experienced before in Las Vegas in the first couple of years of the Golden Knights' existence and then going on a playoff run and what playoff hockey is like. I mean, it's just got to be totally different on every level. And if I was somebody that had been in that, this is why maybe it's going to be a tough job for them to convince him that, no, like, we're on the right track and you should sign a 5-6 year deal here. Like, it really might just take, they're probably, even your points about like Adams and you've got the same guy telling you maybe similar things over the years, and it's just the same person again. I'd have to see it. I'd have to see it. For me to even be willing to talk about a deal, I might need to see, all right, yeah, we're in even half the year. You know, it's December, and we're in third place. All right, yeah, let's talk. What do you want to do? You want to do $9 million? You want to pay me through the roof? But I got to see it on the ice before I'm willing to lock myself in for the rest of my career.
Well, maybe this entire conversation is a year early. I mean, Tuck can just go ahead and play out his contract this year.
If they're willing to not trade him, you know, are they going to be afraid of losing him for nothing? How are they going to act in that situation?
There's no way they're going to trade him.
Even if he says, I'm not willing to talk?
No, not ahead of this year. No, there's no way. The best way to convince him would be to make the playoffs, keep him on the team, try to make the playoffs. And if you don't, the GM maybe gets fired and he leaves. You know,
you think they take it to the very end with him? They would take it to the very end?
Yes, I think of Paterka and Tuck, the two guys we've talked about the most this offseason, I would expect Paterka to be traded, and I would expect Tuck to not. He'll stay. And if he's playing out the final year of a contract, maybe they're in a playoff spot in, you know, February, and we're feeling good because he gets all of the things he hoped to get when he got here, which is full building, important games, all that. They make it, and like, all right, now I can believe in something going in the right direction. Because it has worked, and we're going to try and build on what we did this past season. But no, trading him, to me, trading him would be, I mean, you could do it at the deadline if you're 5 points out, which I'm sure we'll get ready for those shows. But no, trading him ahead of the year, that sounds nuts. He's one of your best players. What are you trading him for? What are you really getting for a final year of a contract, Alex Tuck?
You're getting things you're not going to want. You're getting a late first round pick, a good prospect, and like a third liner. And who wants
maybe,
that?
Maybe without one of those, maybe two of those pieces.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't think they'll trade him. No way.
803-0550 is the phone number. I've got some trivia to get to.
I'm ready.
Some stadium trivia. Did you watch Matt Beauvais, the Fandemonium piece last night?
I did. I've bookmarked all the places to go for it, yes.
Yep, it's good. I got some stadium-related trivia when we come back on the Bills here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.